Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for Below Grade Level. Hold on to your butts, Kemosabe. Hello and welcome to Below Grade Level, the show where we take the books that we read as kids and read them as adults and ruin them. I'm one of your hosts, Jonathan Eaton. With me as always is Becca Eaton.
Hello.
And Chris Zaleski.
Hello.
Are you guys ready to get right into it? Because it's the second to last episode, penultimate, of Animorphs, colon, Megamorphs, colon, the Andalite's Gift.
Yeah!
And this is the part where we just set it up for John Walker to come in and knock it down.
So ready.
Back what happened last time?
Last time, Cassie was a fly mm-hmm. and landed on Chapman at the mall. Mm-hmm. He met with two controllers. One of them was a cop and said that a bunch of the police force were controllers.
I forgot about that.
She learns... Sorry, so much of the plot is split up because of how...
It keeps, like, shifting perspective.
It goes back and forth. But basically, she learns what the other kids were also learning at the same time in a different location.
Yes.
That, or at least what Axe was learning, that the monster thingy is a morph hunter.
Valik.
Valik.
Well, she doesn't, I don't remember if they said, but she learns that it is, like, going after them when they're morphing.
Mm-hmm.
We also learned that Vissers can be demoted in ranks, and apparently Visser 1 and Visser 2 and Visser 3 are ranks of Vissers.
There's just a leaderboard of Vissers.
Yeah. We see, you know, Rashomon style. We see Rachel running around as a bear on hind legs with no paws. She, like, lays down in a creek in pain, which is so sad. She turns back into a human and, like, has kind of a flashback and remembers a few things. I wrote down bird-splaining, but I don't know why.
I think Tobias was bird-splaining. I don't know how else to say it.
Oh, yeah. I think they were talking about predators.
Tobias was well-actually-ing. Yeah. Somebody as a bird.
Well, he would know.
He would know.
He would know. Rachel breaks into an abandoned house, and the cops see her.
It's all coming back to me.
She becomes an elephant, only partially. She's an elephant with human ears and blonde hair, which is disgusting. The police shoot at her. I didn't really write down the boys scene, but Tobias and the boys were, like, talking in the barn, and they steal Cassie's dad's truck.
Yes.
Oh, Cassie's there at that time, right?
I think. Yeah, they meet up with Cassie at her farm.
They all meet up.
I just remember the trash.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the best part. This is the only thing I remember.
Yeah. Sorry, I keep going back and forth because of how the story split up. But when Rachel is an elephant, the morph hunter shows up, and it tries to pick her up with its rope arms, but it can't because she's too heavy for that big-ass monster.
Which is incredible.
Yeah. So the boys and Cassie steal Cassie's dad's truck and drive to the Rachel and monster situation.
Yeah.
Marco hates trash cans, and he hits a bunch of trash cans.
The Rachel and Monster situation was my indie band in college.
basically, they are trying to distract the monster because they know they can't kill it.
They're doing, like, hot potato, right? Because they're like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all, like, morphing and spreading out. Morph potato. Jake becomes a tiger, and I think that is where we left off.
Oh, yeah, he's becoming a tiger, like, in the car.
Yeah.
I'm realizing... we listen to How Did This Get Made? We've been listening to that podcast for a long time. And one of the hosts on that show, June, a running joke is that they've been going on for, like, 15 years or something crazy like that. So they've watched, like, it's just hundreds and hundreds of bad movies at this point. And they have a running joke about how she doesn't remember a single one. Like, they'll talk about past bad movies and she just has no memory of it whatsoever. And I always thought, like, that's crazy. But... we record these episodes pretty much weekly. And they come out weekly, but that's also kind of our schedule. And it's It is crazy how quickly I forget what we read. Like, even a week later, I'm like, I don't remember any of that.
Yeah. This was all news to me.
And only some of it's alcohol.
Yeah. It's a lot of weird shit to keep in your brain.
It's too much. It's just too much. Yeah, I'm excited because it started getting crazy last time. So let's pick back up with, looks like this is a Jake chapter, chapter 26. The good news was Marco had gotten out of the neighborhood, so he couldn't destroy any more trash cans.
Jake is so concerned for those trash
right
cans.
Away, I know. What are you, the trash can cop? The bad news was he'd gotten onto the highway. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Pass on the left. Pass on the left. Not on the right. Hey, I'm cool now. Marco yelled back.
I'm cool now.
Hey, I'm cool now. Marco yelled back through the open back window of the truck. This is just like the game now. No problemo. What?
Wait. Oh. Wait, so is Jake a tiger in the back of this truck?
Yes.
On the highway?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you imagine seeing that? Holy shit.
And they're listening to Chumbawamba.
And they're listening to Chumbawamba, and I don't know what video game they're talking about. Oh, Wipeout. They were talking about the video game Wipeout, which is a really good, that's a good reference. It isn't dark on the video game. Sure, the part with the tunnel. You know, in Wipeout 1997. You mean the part where you always crash and burn? We were tearing down the highway at 70 miles an hour, weaving through a stream of bright red taillights. I was halfway into the tiger morph. I was deliberately dragging it out. Ugh, keeping the Valik interested. Ugh, so he's just a half tiger. Like, holding it like that? I didn't know they could hold it.
Me neither.
Oh, that's...
Well, remember the first book we read, Rachel scared, like, a guy following her by being, like, half elephant.
Yeah.
But I thought that's just because she didn't have enough time to get the elephant up and running.
Me too.
So her tusks were floppy.
Holding the morph? God, it's so
they
gross.
They were, and it was horrible.
Flaccid tusks.
Just noodles.
The fact that they can hold the morph in a stage of it is new information to me, and this opens up an entirely new thing. We were just talking about how we get off more tangents when it's just the three of us.
I hate it.
I just want to, like, open the conversation to, what's the worst thing you can think of if you held a morph?
To be half a morph?
Halfway through. Like, if you were halfway to morphing to something, what's the absolute worst thing?
I think the fucking fly would be pretty bad to be half a fly. Like, half a tiger, half a person isn't great, but if you had just, like, I mean, Cassie really made it sound pretty horrible.
She did.
If you had all those, like, bristling arms and legs and shit.
Yeah.
All the fly hairs.
Half, like, some sort of a cephalopod.
Ooh, like an octopus?
Yeah.
You were, like, half octopus? Like, where would the... Because that's the thing.
That is the thing. Like, so many questions.
Yeah. We got four limbs.
And it's like, do your limbs, like, split?
Why are you doing your hands like that?
Because they've talked before about when you need extra limbs, your limbs split.
But also, I mean, yeah, it depends and can be both, I think. Because also, Cassie had, like, fly legs shooting out of her rib cage.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So sometimes they just split, your shit splits.
Your shit splits.
And sometimes it just grows out of areas you didn't know.
Well, I mean, there's a lot more legs on certain animals than we have arms.
I think if you were halfway to octopus, I'm holding my hands up like Spock. I think it would split right down the middle, same with your feet. It would...
Your head would get gigantic.
I feel like octopus would be less painful to me than fly.
Than fly?
Because at least they're just, like, goopy and jiggly and soft.
Your bones would all go away.
Yeah, but at least you're soft and you're not just, like, full of bristling hairs. I don't like this.
All I'm thinking of is you were halfway to cat, you would just be kind of like Ferruccio Balk in that Island of Dr. Moreau remake.
Yeah. That would be so bad.
I know! Someone read a bunch of Animorphs and was like, I'm going to remake Island of Dr. Moreau. Oh my god. Okay, he was deliberately dragging out the morph to keep the Velik interested. It was working. The Velik was interested. I was standing in the rattling, swaying bed of a junky old pickup truck, and just about 5 car lengths back, there was a beast 50 feet wide that was nothing but sheer destruction. This next entire section is highlighted. Occasionally, the other motorists on the road would offer us advice. I could hear bits and pieces as if...
the advice, go fuck yourself.
As we shot past. And it's this. Idiot, why don't you? Here's another one. What kind of moron? And then, where'd you learn how to drive Jersey, you stupid? This is a mono microphone, so none of that makes any sense what I just did.
It was effective for me.
But yeah.
It felt like you were driving right past me.
It's gaining on us, I told Marco. This thing won't go any faster. Good, I said. Off-road! We're going off-road! No!
But it was too late. Kabump!
Kabump!
Bump, 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 bump. The truck plunged off the road, jumped a ditch, slammed through a wire fence, and aimed straight for the trees. Tree left! Tree right! Tree, tree, tree! Branches scraped. I don't think he's yelling it. I think he's just thinking tree really hard to himself.
Yeah.
Branches scraped at the sides of the truck. And behind us, chewing through the trees, came the Velik. Chris.
Brack.
Thank you. Marco, I'm almost morphed. I'm gonna bail. Give me 5 minutes and it's your turn. Yeah, Marco yelled. Jake, be careful, man. Try not to destroy Cassie's dad's truck, okay? Get ready. Slowing down. He slammed on the brakes. Wham! The side of the truck slid into a tree. I sprang from the bed of the truck. Marco floored the truck and sped off through the brush, engine roaring.
Cassie's dad's gonna be pissed.
Yeah. I landed like the cat I was. The tiger inside me knew where we were. Knew in its bones.
Was he Charlie Sheen?
This was a cat born and bred for dark nights and dense forests. Wait, why would he be Charlie Sheen?
Because they're tiger blood.
Oh, right.
Sorry, that was a bad... It was a bad reference. It's a dated reference. It's bad. It was bad.
I just think it's funny. Like, I don't think the tiger knows where you are in the fucking suburbs. It might know you're in a forest.
Yeah.
But it doesn't fucking know where you are.
Oh my god.
In a rush of sensory information, I heard, smelled, saw the environment around me. Dark, penetrating eyes. Ears attuned to every small sound. A sense of smell that told me stories of deer and wolves and wild pigs that had passed through this area. Where do they live?
Wolves?
Wolves and wild pigs?
I assume they just live in, like, a suburb.
I assume, like, Connecticut.
Yeah.
They live in, Morphburg.
Yeah.
They live in, Animal Town.
It's a weird... I guess that's why they've touched so many weird things.
Yeah.
But what I needed
They live
most...
in the busy world of Richard Scarry.
Yes!
Yes! Shit.
But what I needed most was the cat's agility and speed. I completed the morph. As long as no one else morphed and distracted it, the Velik would chase me. At least, that's what I hoped.
Brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
the Valik could not expect. I charged straight at it. The dust beast hesitated, then stopped.
I don't know exactly how to do a tiger roar.
Oh, okay. The tiger roars.
That sounds good. Pretty, yeah.
I let loose a roar that would make a grown man wet his pants. I unleashed the incredible power of my coiled muscles. I leapt through the air, claws outstretched.
It was an attack that would kill just about any animal walking around on this planet, but it would have had no effect on the Valik. At the last second, before my paws could encounter those rows of gnashing teeth and spinning blades, I tucked my head, drew my paws back, and hit the ground directly beneath the dust beast. Shwoom! Right under him, right under the Valik and out the far side. I hauled my orange-striped tail out of there at maximum warp. Let's see how fast you can turn, creep. Ha, not fast. It took the Valik several seconds to turn itself around, even though it's a whirling...
So is that implying it has a front and a back?
Yeah.
Does it have a face?
How do you... It's a cloud.
It's like...
Oh, shit! And I thought, well, so it does have some weaknesses after all. Some weaknesses. Not enough. Brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr It ripped through the trees and undergrowth like the out-of-control mulcher it was. Tigers are fast. Tigers are mightily powerful. But tigers
are great.
But tigers do not have great endurance. I was a sprinter, not a marathon runner. I moved out, racing wildly through the trees, turning sharp left, then sharp right, doubling back again. And the somewhat clumsy Velik couldn't catch me, but I couldn't keep it up. I was winded, panting, tongue hanging out, exhausted. Excuse me, it was time for a distraction. I hoped Marco could provide it in time.
If you double back over your double back, isn't that just undoing the double back in the first place?
You're just running back and forth, I guess.
The plan was to run the Velik back and forth, from one morph to another.
Oh, come on.
It wanted to hunt morphs, we would give it morphs to hunt. It wasn't much of a plan, it only worked if the creature could be worn out. But the odds were we'd all wear out first. I fired myself up a tree, claws bit deep into the bark. Tired muscles propelled me up and up through the branches. Brack! The Velik chewed through the tree I was on. I looked down and saw it right below me. How big is this thing? I thought it was like a giant storm.
I don't know.
I looked down and saw it right below me. The tree was still standing, but the Velik had shredded the base.
Let me just finish this page.
What?
You can just finish this page.
All right. And it was chewing its way straight up the tree. I leapt into darkness. I fell, claws outstretched, through the night air.
Oh no. Jake. Chapter 27. Rachel. The dust beast dropped me. I hit the road. I hit it hard. The concrete cracked and popped open, revealing gravel beneath. Because she's an elephant, I forgot. Flash! I was flying. I was a bird. An eagle. Going to see Tobias. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I was like, that was a quick morph.
Yeah.
Going to tell him that I was going to what? Something. Birds! Sudden. Out of nowhere. Swarming around me. Attacking. In front. The side. Turn. Turn and dive to get away. A tree. Wham! What? What did it mean? Tobias! I had remembered a name. I watched the dust beast reform to go after a truck that was careening backward up the street. Careening straight into a parked car. I heard music playing from it about getting knocked down and getting back up again. Then, a tiger. No, not quite a tiger. Half human, half tiger. A freak! It climbed into the back of the truck! What a nightmare she's living currently. And someone else was left behind. A girl, short, wearing overalls. Flash! The construction site. The one where the alien had landed. She was there. She was there. I knew this girl. But was she a friend or one of them? One of the enemies? Rachel! The girl yelled. Are you okay? Rachel. Yes. What the deer scorpion alien had called me at the burning shack. Rachel. Yes. That was my name. Yes! It was my name. There's a lot of all caps and italicized words on this page. Flash! A woman saying,
Rachel, I know you don't like lima beans. Eat them anyway. They're good for you.
Flash! A girl younger than me saying, Rachel, 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 everything is always Rachel around here. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha! Flash! A man's voice from nowhere.
And now, next on the balance beam, Rachel!
Oh my god. Yes, I remembered. I was Rachel.
Wow,
but
okay.
Who was the short girl calling me? And what was I? Rachel, can you hear me? Who are you? I asked. It was in, like, thought speak.
Oh, because she's an elephant.
Yeah, but she doesn't know she can
right.
do that. But I guess she does know somehow now.
It's intuitive.
What do you mean, who am I? Who are you? I yelled in thought speak. Tell me or I'll crush you. Rachel, it's me, Cassie. Cassie, are you okay? No, I'm not. Are you my friend? Rachel, I've been your friend for years, the girl who called herself Cassie said. My memory, I don't remember. Cassie, what am I? The girl stared at me for a moment. I could see doubt in her eyes. She looked around at the street. The first cops had taken off after the wild pickup truck, but more sirens were blaring, coming closer and closer. You're human, Rachel. No, I mean, yes, I know, but I'm something else too. Look at me. How can I do this? What am I?
I really,
like losing her whole shit.
I really just think the whole time it's Cassie yelling this at an elephant, and that elephant just like...
She is, Cassie is talking and screaming, you're human, Rachel, to an elephant on a suburban
look
street.
Look out the window and see that happen.
Good thing Ring cameras weren't around at the time.
Oh my god, yeah. Right?
Cassie met my gaze, human to elephant. I guess it seemed bizarre to the frightened, sleepy people who were peeking out of their windows.
God
wow,
damn it,
K.A.
God damn
Applegate
it.
Thinks of everything.
She really does.
You're an animorph, Rachel, an animorph. And I guess something has happened to you to mess up your memory. But right now, my friend, you have to trust me. You have to trust me. Animorph, the word from my dream. Trust her? Trust this girl who called herself Cassie and said she was my friend? I looked down at her through elephant eyes. Could I trust her? How could I know? How could I be sure? Cassie, I said. Yes. Tell me what to do.
You know what's ironic about this? She's currently an elephant who's never supposed to forget. For everyone listening, Becca loved that joke so much that she gave me a double thumbs up.
I think they know me better than that.
That was gold, Jerry. Chapter 28, Axe. The Yerks put me in a box, not a cage. A Ramonite box with seamless walls on all sides.
I'm sorry,
and Ramonite is capitalized.
Ah, is this a Ramonite box? That's good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, say what you will about Samsonite, but it's no Ramonite.
Jesus Christ. Just reminds me of, what was that, Dempster's? From that other book that we read. Yeah.
I was in that box for a time that spanned many Earth hours, and I felt despair. The special despair that comes from dishonor. Visser 3 killed my brother. By the laws and customs of my people, I was supposed to avenge that murder. I was obligated to kill Visser 3 if I ever had the chance. I had just been face to face with him, and I had done nothing. Yes, I had been surrounded by Hork-Bajir, and because I was young and not yet a full-fledged Andalite warrior, I could say that the full burden of revenge had not yet fallen on me.
Jesus.
But it was a bitter feeling. A bitter, terrible feeling, knowing I had been face to face with Visser 3 and had not struck. Had I missed my one chance for revenge? In my mind, I pictured the scene again. I had been surrounded by Hork-Bajir, but with Visser 3 himself within range of my tail. All right, I feel like you've repeated this 18
yeah.
times already.
Yeah. He's just beating himself up. He's in a
he's in a
he's vicious
in a box
cycle.
Of emotion.
He's in a Ramonite box of emotion.
Could I have struck? Could I have hit him before the Hork-Bajir fired and disintegrated me? No. Logic said no. But I felt a sick, twisting doubt inside me. Dishonor is a terrible thing. Worse than death for an Andalite warrior. What is he, a Klingon? Suddenly, one wall of my cage shimmered and became transparent. Ramonite, this is highlighted by 12 people. Mm-hmm. Ramonite is a metal that can stretch open or be made clear or opaque by molecular realignment.
I guess I'll write that down.
Can you repeat that, please?
Ramonite is a metal that can stretch open or be made clear or opaque by molecular realignment. Ramonite.
Okay. When steel just won't do.
I could see the room beyond my cage, the bridge of Visser 3's blade ship. The Visser stood on a raised platform in the center of a triangular room. Aligned on three sides of the bridge were various workstations, manned by taxons and human controllers.
How can a taxon man a station? They're big, like worms with little, teeny, like crawler hands.
Well, that's because you're viewing everything from a human mindset. It wouldn't be designed for humans. It would be
okay.
A station designed for taxons to operate.
But there's stations that are being manned by taxons and humans. So do
they have
multiple
stations
that are specifically designed to be operated by completely different aliens?
Maybe the stations are made out of Ramonite and adapt to whoever's using them.
Yes.
Shit, that's gotta be it.
That's a really good
There's a reason I have these glasses. Yeah.
Most metal could just fucking do anything.
Well, it's probably just Ramonite then. Taxons are worm-like creatures. They have rows of needle-sharp legs similar to an earth. I swear to God, if this fucking book explains how they can man a workstation right now, I need to stop talking.
We need to give her more credit.
And damn it. They have rows of needle-sharp legs similar to an earth centipede. They hold the upper third of their bodies erect, and along the upper body, the rows of legs become pairs of weak but agile arms.
What if it's like a bunch of little baby arms?
What? The legs become arms?
The legs, yeah.
I missed something.
So the front third of their body is up.
Yeah.
And along that upper body, the rows of legs are weak little but agile arms, like little teeny arms. I think
so. They're not legs; they're arms.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're legs. The floor part's legs.
It honestly sounds like a Rick and Morty alien that would probably sound like.
Ah. Yeah.
That's what they all sound like.
I was just gonna say, also like Justin Roiland. Yeah. A series of globular red eyes surround the top end of the worm. And at the very top is an always open circular mouth. They cannot go outside when it's raining.
As long as they don't look up, they're fine.
But it's always looking up!
Oh. That was the only thing. You lost me at, like, circular or
globular eyes.
Globular eyes.
Ugh. The Hork-Bajir were a race of peace-loving creatures enslaved by the Yerks. I swear to Christ we already went over this the last time we were axe. But the Taxons chose to ally themselves with the Yerks. Each Taxon now has a Yerk inside its vile head, adding Yerk intelligence to the Taxon's own deep evil. Oh, okay, so the Taxons are just naturally pieces of shit.
They're bad.
They're super bad.
Unlike the poor Hork-Bajir.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking while you were doing the recap, and I forgot to say, is in the last episode when Chapman was talking to the two controllers, and one of them was a cop, and was like, all the cops are, or a bunch of the cops are...
He said not enough of the cops are
but
controllers.
I was just like, isn't that like a huge plot point of the first season of Peacemaker?
Yeah.
Like those slugs get into all the cops.
Oh, yeah.
And control them via brain control.
They weren't slugs, they were butterflies.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I barely remember.
Yeah, they were crazy little butterfly creatures.
Holy shit. No, that first season of Peacemaker is one of the plots of these books because they had a giant creature that created their food and then they killed it.
Oh my god. Yes.
Which they reference in this with the like destroying of like one of the Yerk pools or whatever the fuck it was.
That happened in the first Animorph book, I think.
Alright, it's confirmed here on below grade level. James Gunn has read the Animorphs books.
Oh my god. Taxons usually handle the more subtle work. They're so subtle. Just giant centipede worm fucking monstrosities trundling around.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Hork-Bajir are used as soldiers. The Yerk Empire was only just the beginning to integrate its new human slaves into the Empire. In the air before Visser 3 was a hologram. It was obviously being shot from a great distance. The scene was distorted and light enhanced, which gave it an eerie dreamlike quality. I've seen Empire Strikes Back. I know what you're talking about. I thought you might enjoy watching this, Visser 3 said to me. We were lucky to get a visual lock. The leak is closing in on another of your band. Soon you'll have company. The hologram shimmered and wavered, but I could see the Velik tearing through trees in a forest, and then a sudden flash of orange and black. A tiger. Prince Jake! There are some magnificent animals on this planet, Visser 3 said. I'll have to acquire one of those. Look how it moves. But it's wearing out. It's a fast killer. It can't handle the long battle. Suddenly, the tiger that was Jake shot up a tree. The Velik was eating its way up the tree. Prince Jake leapt into the air. Is there a camera?
That's kind of what they're implying.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
The sensors of the ship are probably advanced enough to...
We're broadcasting this to 30 channels!
They've got a drone.
Yeah, yeah. I could just barely see the tiger hit the ground. It bared its teeth, but it was too tired to run anymore.
In a second, it would be over. The Valik would envelop the tiger and bring it to Visser III. Just then, the Valik hesitated. Visser III stiffened. The Valik disintegrated and, like a tornado, swept away at extreme speed. What is happening? Visser III cried. Every Taxon, Hork-Bajir, and human controller on the bridge flinched. One of the human controllers stepped forward timidly. Visser, the Valik must have sensed another morph. Why doesn't it bring me this one first? Visser, as you know, our knowledge of this Valik is not perfect. I can only speculate. I... Suddenly, Visser III stabbed his tail at the cowering controller. The blade pressed against the human's throat. Speculate quickly, Visser III said. Visser, it feeds on energy. It senses energy. We have made it sensitive to the energy field created during morphing. But this bandit, this tiger creature, has stopped morphing. So the attraction has weakened. The Valik would still capture this tiger, only some other morph energy field must have been created. The Valik senses this new field and goes after the new energy source. Visser III withdrew his tail from the man's neck. The human controller collapsed to his knees, sweating and shaking.
I really wish he just, like, slice. Just kill him.
Launch both bug fighters, Visser III said. Call back to bug fighters. Still capitalize the B and not the F. I wonder if John will be happy.
Yes.
We have bug fighters again.
Holy shit.
Keep a visual lock on the Valik. A Taxon spoke in their strange tongue. I'm not doing that.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Srin yi tsi wi srin yi sri.
Ooh, I like that. Faster. Russian. Yeah, Russian. Their strange tongue. It was Russian. Faster than the eye could follow, Visser III lashed out with his andalite tail. Oh, we couldn't even hear that. Scree.
Scree.
Scree, the Taxon screamed. The Taxon was sliced open.
Oh.
I just realized I wasn't even paying attention to what I was reading. I was just saying the words. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, he's mad. He sliced him. Okay. Its inside sloshed out all over the floor.
God.
The Taxon collapsed in a heap.
So he did one of your classic, you're giving the villain bad news. And you think he's going to kill you, but instead he just kills the guy next to you.
Yeah. Yeah, one guy just pushes his luck a little too far by saying, like, hey, man, don't worry about it. We'll get him next time. That's what I imagine he said in Russian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's not what he said. Well, it was close.
This creature says it is difficult to keep a visual lock on the Valik. Does anybody else think it is difficult to follow my orders?
No one did.
I've never worked harder in my life.
Clean up this incompetent filth. Launch the bug fighters. Keep a visual lock on the Valik.
All this was said very calmly. Two Taxons rushed forward and began to eat their fellow Taxon.
Oh, God.
The others on the bridge all paid very close attention to their work. Very, very close attention.
I bet they did.
I guess it isn't going too well for you, Visser, I sneered.
Yes!
He
I like Axe being sassy.
Me too.
He turned his main eyes on me while his stalk eyes swept the room, looking for any slackness on the part of his creatures.
Yes, your Andalite brothers have found a weakness in my Valik, Visser III said. They are playing games, morphing here, morphing there, whipping it from place to place. But you forget, my little Andalite friend.
Whipping it around.
Whipping those morphs.
I inhabit an Andalite body with full morphing powers. I know your weakness, too. They can't play this game for long, and I am about to add to their troubles.
He turned all eyes to me in a leering, deadly gaze. I would like to take them alive, for my own reasons. Definitely not weird reasons. But if I can't, I will make do with their lifeless bodies.
Chapter 29, Marco. Crunch, screech, bam, wham, bump, squeak.
Thank you, ma'am.
I was also thinking that.
Honestly, every time Wham shows up, capitalized with an exclamation point, I'm just like, oh man, I really hope the Animorphs wake up before they go.
I was just going to say something about Jitterbug. So, right there with you.
Something about Jitterbug.
Out of the trees, I roared in what was left of the pickup truck. I plowed up through a ditch and onto a road, kicking up dirt and mud and gravel. It was a dark, narrow road that ran behind the housing development. I'd come full circle. I don't care what anyone says. I drove okay.
I drove okay. I can't believe that car is still functional.
It's not. He said what's left of it.
Well, it's still moving.
Yeah. Or at least I was getting better. I was running into things less anyway. Jesus Christ, Marco. I began to morph, but I didn't want to give up on the truck. After all, I was supposed to get it back out to Cassie's farm when we were done with it. And no one would ever know that it was taken. So I chose...
And then it had a tiger in it.
Yeah. Why does the truck bed smell like tiger piss, Cassie?
I'm sorry, Dad. I don't know.
So I chose the one morph I had in my arsenal that could drive fuck right off. Fuck.
This is amazing.
He's not going to be a monkey driving, right?
Time for the monkey suit,
I muttered as I barreled down the road, hitting only the occasional mailbox. Becca looks defeated.
I quit.
Oh my God. So good. I focused. When did he touch a monkey? I focused. I concentrated as well as I could. Fortunately, this was a morph I had done before. I was familiar with it. I loved morphing into monkeys. But still, that first sensation of my shoulders doubling in size, tripling, quadrupling, it was a rush. Is it a gorilla? I'm not the biggest guy in the world. I'm kind of short. I'm kind of small. But when I do this morph, I am so fucking massively powerful. It's incredible. Guys, I can't recommend enough morphing into a monkey. Have you tried morphing into a monkey, as Gail would say?
As who would say?
Gail. What's her name, Gail? Oprah's friend.
Oh. The one that went to space.
The one that went to space.
It took me space a Gail. While. Yeah.
You know Gail from space?
Yeah, got it.
In this morph, I have lifted up guys and thrown them through the air. In this morph, I have punched Hork Bajir and they stayed punched. In this morph, I could kick the butts of the entire Dallas Cowboys all at once. In this morph, I can rip off your genitals and your face.
Oh, God.
400 pounds, give or take a few. But not 400 pounds of fat. No. I was becoming 400 pounds of hardcore, bad as can be, don't even look cross-eyed at me, shoulders like a cement trunk, neck like a fire hydrant, ass like a dump truck, fists like sledgehammers, dominant male silverback gorilla here to fuck shit up. I'm so pumped about Gorilla Marco.
He should not have been anywhere in arm's reach of a silverback gorilla.
No, he shouldn't have.
Sweet, gentle animals, unless you insist on making them mad, at which point they are capable of ripping up a small tree by the roots and playing baseball, with you as the ball. I glanced in the rearview mirror. My eyes had become little gorilla eyes. My mouth was puffing out and turning dark. And I was scared.
Oh,
see, as tough as my gorilla might be, I was nothing to that dust monster. I wasn't morphing the gorilla to fight that thing. I was morphing the gorilla to draw him on. I was bait. I was the bait and the creature was the shark. You know how you use gorillas to hunt sharks?
I've seen that clip of the gorilla trying to get a banana and a shark comes out and eats him. Is that real or is that just from cartoons?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Fuck off. God damn it.
You find proof and then you get back to me.
Okay. I swear to God, I'm not crazy.
That fact did not make me happy. I heard the roar of a tornado behind me. I press my growing foot down on the accelerator. I'm going to read the next one, too.
Yep.
Chapter 30, Rachel. I charged with the trunk held high, trumpeting defiance. I ran toward the line of trees that hugged the housing development. I crashed heedlessly through yards and lawns. I was in a hurry, and lawns could be fixed. Your name is Rachel. You're an animorph. You were created by a dying Andalite prince. We were given the power to become any animal we could touch. I don't know if that was like an affirmation or if that was Cassie talking to her.
I think it's Cassie talking to her.
Okay. I thought maybe she was just repeating it to herself to keep her sanity.
I found what I'm thinking about.
Okay.
It's a clip from The Simpsons.
Shocking. Okay. I guess that is the one instance where media has used a gorilla to catch a shark.
How much of your brain is The Simpsons?
Much more than necessary.
I'm so upset because I thought that was real. Like, my...
Your brain turned that image into, like, 3D real space.
My brain turned it into... Because it's shown in The Simpsons. It's shown in, like, on a film strip. So I was like, that's based off of a real thing.
Oh my god.
That's based everything off of, we see in movies is real.
It's based off of real footage. I don't know how someone got
R-E-E-L,
this footage of a shark jumping out of the water and biting.
Was that a head shake for me, Becca?
Yes, it was. That was for you.
We wouldn't.
He said something dumb. Okay.
I said everything in movies is real. Mm-hmm. R-E-E-L.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, that sigh gives me life.
Well, what is reality?
I don't know.
Okay.
We were running, or I was running anyway, with this girl riding on my back. She told me we had to get away from the homes. We had to get to the forest. The Dust Beast would kill innocent people if we didn't get away. That made sense. The rest of what she was telling me seemed utterly insane. I'm Cassie. We're best friends, Rachel. There's Jake. He's your cousin. There's Marco. And Tobias. Tobias was trapped in a morph. He's stuck as a flash. A terrible place. Deep, deep within the bowels of the earth. A dim cave as big as a sports dome. In the center, a pool. A pool that looked like molten lead. Piers reaching into it. Cages around the edges. The cries. The terrible cries of terror and despair. A battle raged. I was there. I was there. I was an elephant. Just as I was now. Yes, a battle against monsters. And a bird screamed down from high in the cave. It screamed down, wings back, hooked beak and terrible talons ready. A hawk, I said to Cassie. Yes, that's it. That's Tobias.
I crashed through a flimsy fence into someone's backyard. Then crashed through it again on my way out.
Just thinking open of like field. Two people who live in this town talking to each other the next day on the phone. Like, last night I saw a girl yelling at and then riding an elephant in my neighborhood. And then the other person's like, last night I saw a gorilla driving a truck.
With a tiger in the back.
What the fuck is going on? Sorry, go ahead.
Open field. We were out of the houses now and running for the cover of the woods. I remembered what had happened in the woods. The old woman was yelling about yerks, I said. She was crazy. Yelling about yerks coming for her? The yerks are real, Cassie said. Look, Rachel, you don't have to remember everything at once, but we're in a terrible fight here. We need your help. What help? I asked suspiciously. We're trying to keep the Valik distracted. It chases after morphing energy. It's drawn to anyone morphing, so we're morphing every 5 minutes or so, hoping to wear it out. How do you know it wears out? We don't. This isn't much of a plan, I said. Are you animorphs always this hopeless? Pretty much, Cassie said ruefully. The bad guys have all the power. Sometimes we think it's all a hopeless fight. A hopeless fight? I asked. Isn't that the best kind? Cassie laughed. Ha ha ha. You may have lost your memory, but you're still Rachel. It's about time for me to morph. Let me jump off. No, I said. The beast couldn't lift me. I was too big. Stay on and morph where you are. It will come
you
after
really
us.
You really sound like tree trunks right now, which is great because she's an elephant.
Stay on and morph where you are. It will come after us, but it can't lift me. It may not be able to get you.
Jesus.
I felt her pat the back of my massive head. My girl, Rachel, she said affectionately.
My God.
Here goes nothing. What are you gonna morph into? Something small enough that maybe the dust beast won't be able to separate me from you. A squirrel. We can morph into small animals? Yeah.
Tiny, be a tick, dig in a little bit.
Dig in, yeah.
Sometimes smaller is better.
I felt a strange, scraping, tickly feeling on my back as the girl who said she was my friend became smaller. Ew, that's just...
I don't like that way at all.
I don't like it at all. Chapter 31. My wheelhouse. Marco. Ah! I thought as the Valik blazed after me.
Would you like me to do gorilla noises?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I yelled. I had a weird desire to pound my chest with my massive fists. But that's just a thing that Marco always wants to do. So I stuck to my driving. I heard the tornado behind me. I shot a look at the rearview mirror. The mirror was filled with gnashing mouths. The truck was moving as fast as it could move. Sudden flashes of brilliant red light coming from the sky. Drakon beams. Then, in my headlights, an elephant.
Not Drakon beams.
What? Oh my God. I slammed on the brakes. Too late. Screech. Whamp. Whamp. Everything upside down. Rolling. Whamp. Rolling, 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 as Limp Bizkit would say. Pain. Suddenly flying. Things hit me. Bushes ripped at me. Slam! I hit the ground hard. I was in a ditch, half filled with water. The truck was overturned on its back a few feet away. Oof. Sorry, Cassie's dad. The wheels were still spinning. The headlights were still shining. Tsew! 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 Drakon beams sliced.
Is that laser sounds?
Yes. Drakon beams sliced the ground a few feet from my head. I love that I keep getting the pages with all of the, like, the onomatopoeia.
Also,
madness.
The onomatopoeia and the laser beams is written so well.
It really is.
T-S-E-E-W-W exclamation point.
Yeah, how else do you say that other than tsew?
Tsew!
It's what lasers sound like. Drakon beams sliced the ground a few feet from my head. Bug fighters! I tried to move. Pain shot through my head. I moved my arms. They were still in one piece. If I had been in human form, I would have been killed. But it took more than a 70-mile-an-hour crash to kill the gorilla. As I always say. From somewhere, I heard an agonized trumpeting sound.
The dust beast was over me, a tornado of mouths and blades. But it didn't want me. It was after someone else. I could feel consciousness dimming. I had to morph. Let it take me if it had to. Let it take me. Dot, dot, dot.
Jesus.
Chapter 32, Cassie. I felt myself shrink. Rachel's elephant back began to grow and grow, spreading out from me like some heaving, wobbling gray blanket.
Okay.
A tail sprouted behind me. My face bulged out and grew pointed. Pale gray fur spread across my body. I had morphed the squirrel before, of course. I knew what to expect. The body was wonderful. The body was wonderful.
Body was wonderful. Honestly, I was just thinking, I bet it'd be fun to be a squirrel.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
You could go pretty fast.
Yeah.
The senses keen and sharp, but the mind lived in a state of perpetual terror, always looking for predators. Relatable.
Yeah.
The only other emotion was hunger. Relatable. But I could control the squirrel's fear if I could control my own.
Jesus.
Easier said than done. I was drawing the monster to us. The energy that was allowing me to become a squirrel was bait to the dust beast. We fucking know.
Oh my God. But we should explain it one more time.
We are 72% through the
book. Jesus Christ.
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw headlights. Something big was in the air behind the lights, a dark shadow that swallowed up the stars. The beast! The Valik! I stopped the morph. I could feel my own fear. And if my fear met the squirrel's fear, I would never gain control. Suddenly, predator! The squirrel's terror shot through me. Something overhead, like a giant bird. The squirrel's brain was screaming, run, run, run! Pew, pew! That's easier for me than the other sound. Stabbing beams of brilliant light. Drakon beams. A bug fighter was coming in low above us. I felt a surge as Rachel powered her huge body faster.
Jesus Christ.
Christ.
What is happening? Rachel cried in thought speak, but I was not morphed enough to use thought speak, and my mouth was no longer fully human. I have no mouth, but I must scream. The groaning sounds I made would mean nothing to Rachel. Phew! It sounded like a sneeze. Light so bright, it blinded me. Rachel screamed. Jesus. I smelled burned flesh. I blinked, trying to clear my half-human, half-squirrel eyes. This is horrible.
This is horrifying.
I saw a seared line of blackened flesh drawn down Rachel's side by a Dracon beam.
God.
Headlights. Too close. Bam! I flew, tumbling through the air, a twisted, half-formed creature. I landed hard, but my fall was cushioned by dense bushes.
And my tail.
Elephant noise. Through eyes half-human, half-squirrel, I saw a horrifying scene. Rachel was on her side, trumpeting in pain and rage. A pickup truck lay on its back, wheels spinning. Just beyond the truck, a gorilla struggled to get up. Marco.
What a butt fighter
zipped overhead.
God damn it.
I stopped morphing. I froze. I was a 2-foot-long creature with a tail and human hands and patchy gray fur poking through spandex and flesh.
Oh, it was like watching Cats all over again.
The dust beast settled above us. It spread above the three of us, Rachel, Marco, and me. I looked up into that phalanx of gnashing teeth and whirring blades and eerie staring eyes. It
what
would take
do you think the teeth look like? What kind of teeth?
Langoliers.
Is there...
I really don't.
What is that?
I know exactly what Chris is talking about, well, and I hate that. I hate that. That's also what I was thinking of. It's terrible, terrible CGI from like the 90s, I think.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay, but Stephen King adaptation okay, that makes, for TV.
But that's what it kind of looks like to me in my head.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, are there lips? Are they pointy teeth? Yeah. Like, what sort of animal's teeth is this like? Okay, langoliers, though, makes more sense.
So it's a cloud full of langoliers.
It's just weird to... I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's very hard
to
grasp.
The physiology of this creature is insane.
I keep... Here, I'm going to look up fan art of a leak.
Oh my god. I did not think to do that.
Good idea. I will keep reading.
Yes.
It would take whoever drew it by morphing. It would take me if I morphed. And if I did nothing... If I just closed my eyes and hugged the dirt and did nothing. The dream. Evil had come to choose between me and another, just like in the dream. What dream?
Really?
I heard the Valik's tornado roar. It had found its prey.
Chris, you can read that part.
I closed my eyes.
Are you fucking kidding me? It
it's
looks like
Cassie's
you just
choice.
Drew that as a joke.
Chris, I found what a Valik looks like.
What?
That looks like something I would draw.
I can't even just, make sense of it.
It's
pencil
nothing.
Scribbles. It's just pencil
it's
scribbles.
It's just like eyeballs and jagged lines. Oh my
god. Someone spent time on that drawing.
No, they didn't. Oh, not to be a dick, but
holy
no, they didn't.
Shit.
Here's, okay, I don't know if this is, this looks like it's, oh my god, what? This looks more authentic, but still, this is like a cloud that looks like a bug.
I mean, that really looks like a biblically accurate angel it with does. Like a bird's nest for a face.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That doesn't look like a dust storm at all.
Not at all.
No.
Be not afraid.
It's, you know, it's crazy. It's really hard to find a picture of a Valik.
I can't believe
maybe it only shows up in this book.
God, yeah, because it's too cerebral.
This kind of at least sounds like a kind of stabby sandstorm.
Yeah, but that's just one
kind
mouth.
Of something.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it splits off into more mouths.
Kind of like that first one I found that was just pencil scribbles.
God, can you imagine the kid drawing that in class and the teacher just like seeing it over their
and
shoulder.
The awkward conversation with the parents.
Be like, yeah. What the fuck is this? It's a Valik.
Something happening at home that we should know about.
It's a dust cloud full of gnashing teeth. Okay, you gotta stay after school.
All right. Chapter 33, Axe. I watched it all in the wavering, shimmering hologram. The elephant running, the truck racing. How often does Rachel get fucked up in these books? I feel like she's the one that's constantly, constantly getting, like, mortally wounded.
Well, she's the heavy.
Yeah.
She's the tank.
Yeah. Ah, she's awesome. The elephant running, the truck racing, with the bleak and hot pursuit, the picture suddenly became much sharper. We were a lot closer to the broadcast. We were now seeing the scene through the gun camera of one of the bug fighters. A flashlight, a flashing light came on, an indicator that the bug fighter was preparing to fire its Dracon beams. Red beams lanced toward the elephant. The elephant ran in terror. The truck hit. In a flash, it was all over. The elephant lay sprawled across the side of the road. The truck was overturned. The leak was hovering over the scene. It dropped swiftly down, enveloping a ditch. It rose with something concealed inside it. The leak arced swiftly toward the sky, out of range of the bug fighter's cameras. Come to me, my little pet, Visser 3 crowed.
Honestly, it's better for them if they all just get sucked up there. They don't know it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Once they're up there, they can kill everybody.
They think it's going to kill them.
Yeah.
They don't realize it's just going to take them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just, I'm waiting for them to assemble up on the
ship.
Blade ship.
Yeah. Bring me my second Andalite bandit. My second Bandalite. Visser 3 turned his stalk eyes toward me. You'll have company soon. I felt a sinking sensation. Who had the Valik taken? Rachel? Cassie? Marco? Call the bug fighters, Visser 3 said. Tell them to land. Hold that large creature. The Valik can't carry it until it demorphs into something smaller.
Visser?
One of the human controllers said timidly.
The bug fighter has a crew of one Taxon and one Hork-Bajir. May I suggest we contact some of our Earth-based human controllers? They will be less conspicuous than the Hork-Bajir.
Do it, Visser 3 ordered. But tell those bug fighter crews they will contain that beast. They will not let it go, or I'll see that they become the main course at the Taxon's next meal. I'm going to my quarters. Call me when the Valik arrives with my prize. Blank the Andalite's cage. The cage wall became opaque.
Aha, okay, thank you.
I was alone again, unable to see out. I was left to imagine the fate of my human friends. I have never felt more worthless, more powerless. I felt a sudden sharp pain on my arm. What had Marco said they were? Fleas? I swatted it absentmindedly. Wait, a flea! Hadn't I heard Jake say he had done it?
Yes.
I was sure it was a flea.
Oh, yeah.
He had morphed a flea! Flea!
Flea!
And he was, after all,
but he was actually talking about from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yes.
He had morphed into flea.
Yes, and he became a sick bassist.
Yeah. I reached for the flea. Easier said than done. It hopped away. I found it again. Again it escaped. Oh, on the third try, I caught it. I feel like, I don't know. You can't just, like, attune with it while it's crawling around
on you.
You gotta hold it. But I guess you do. Okay.
You gotta hold it.
I squeezed the flea carefully between my fingers.
I
focused on the flea. Yes, it might just work. We had very few animals that small in my own world. Perhaps the same was true of the Yerks. The Visser would not expect me to morph something so tiny, in which case I might have one slim chance. I had morphed a fly, and I had morphed an ant. But as small as they were not small enough. Ants... Oh, I guess ants are smaller than fleas. Fleas are really tiny.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, fleas are smaller than ants.
Yeah, I guess.
Not by that fucking
but
much.
But yeah, like... What like
those, not by a lot.
I mean, the ants that we get in our house are super fucking
tiny. I guess a flea
tiny.
Is like half the size of an ant, but an ant is already really tiny.
I thought you could see fleas.
You can see them.
Yeah.
They're just... I don't know.
Yeah.
Many times... larger. An ant is far larger than a flea, many times larger. But a flea is nearly invisible. That is not true. If you've ever had a cat that has had fleas, they couldn't be bigger and more horrifying.
Ew.
It was time to get very small.
Are they
time
full of
to morph.
Blood?
It might be also called morphin' time. Are they full of blood? I don't know. I guess if they...
I'm just thinking of ticks.
And mosquitoes.
Yeah. What
do
fleas
know.
Eat?
Probably blood, I don't know.
On you? Do they eat your skin?
I don't know.
Okay.
You're gonna have to Google. I don't know if fleas eat skin or blood.
I'm gonna Google
the defeated way you said I don't know.
I don't know. Why would you ask me?
What do fleas?
I'm just gonna wait for you.
I don't want to read the AI overview because I hate it.
I know. I skip it out of spite.
Oh, here's a question. Do fleas only bite and feed on blood, or do they eat other things, like cheeseburgers?
I'm waiting because I thought this would be faster.
Well, yeah, it's not. Well, you okay, this is what, you know, looking anything up, it's like, oh, is there an answer? No, it's a fucking article. It's like, let's talk about fleas. Fleas, if you don't know
what
fleas
are. Here's what they don't want you to know about
fleas. My grandfather had fleas in his old barn. But okay. I would visit in the summer.
Okay, fleas. Okay, adult. How long do fleas live? What do they look like? Okay, how to get rid of them? No.
I'm grabbing more drinks.
I'm going to keep reading until we get a clear answer.
Okay, keep reading and I'll come back to you.
Okay. I began to shrink at a startling rate. Each morphing is unique. Things don't happen logically. Some parts of your body change in shape when they are still far too large in size. Other times, the parts of your body shrink down, becoming very tiny and only changing shape at the last minute. That seems so much fucking worse.
I'm sorry, I was not listening to you. I was reading about fleas.
Oh my god, neither of you heard that. It is so horrifying. I'll repeat it. Are you ready to pay attention?
I think they just eat blood.
Okay.
I think that's... I'm not getting a straight answer.
Okay, I don't care anymore.
I think it's blood.
Fleas eat blood.
Yeah.
You heard it here today. Anyway, what I just read that neither of you were around for was just the horrifying fact that when you morph, some parts of your body change in shape when they are still far too large in size. Other times, the parts of your body shrink down, becoming very tiny and only changing shape at the last minute.
What? No.
This explains why, even as I was still a couple of feet tall, I suddenly felt two long tusks come shooting out of my mouth, two long teeth. And I knew immediately what they were used for.
Oh, god.
Oh my god, we could have just waited for fucking Axe to tell us
Jesus
what fleas
Christ.
Eat.
Are you come?
What a waste of time, Jonathan.
Anyway, my first thought was like, what if your arm becomes like a teeny, 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 tiny little arm on your regular human-sized body, and then all of a sudden it's like, flea arm! That seems so much worse to me than if it was like, flea arm that's giant and then gets
then it
smaller.
Shrinks down, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Weird.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's weird, guys.
It's weird how people can turn into animals.
Guys, these books are weird.
I knew immediately what they were used for. These were what the flea used to pierce my skin and drink my blood.
Okay.
Why
could
a flea...
One chapter. One page.
No, yeah, barely a page.
Barely one page.
Why a flea should have a taste for Andalite blood is a mystery. But now I knew how the little monster did his dirty work, and I really did not want to dwell on that image. My legs and arms began to segment. Joints appeared where they should not have been.
I didn't
want to
dwell
joints.
On that image because I wanted to focus on this.
Yeah.
It gets worse.
Cool.
Primitive
joints.
Yeah, it's
so weird how that flea bit me. Anyway, my arms are snapping in different directions.
Splitting open.
Yeah.
Primitive joints that scraped as I moved. My tail withered away and my body swelled. Ugh. I was bloating up. At the same time, my blue and tan fur gave way to an exoskeleton, a shell. I could hear my bones dissolving.
I could hear my bones dissolving.
I could feel
she
sickening.
Actually, I hate this.
Yes.
But she is really good at writing this shit.
She really
is. Shocking and horrific and visceral every single time.
Yeah.
Every time I'm shocked. It's not just like, it was gross.
I know.
It is so specific and so horrible
to
imagine.
What if she's secretly married to David Cronenberg?
I'm never desensitized to it.
Yeah.
And it also, what's great is that it seems like the characters are also not desensitized.
Yeah.
They're all...
I was just like, man, this fucking shit
is
crazy.
This sucks.
Well, they did say that the morphing gets smoother the more you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
I would do it every fucking day and just practice until it was like the easiest thing in the world.
I could feel sickening lurches as my internal organs all disappeared. My complex Andalite hearts became something that was barely a valve. Long, spiked hair shot from my jointed legs. A sort of shell helmet, fringed with backward raked spikes, replaced my face. Oh. And all the while, the floor of my cage grew vastly wider, and closer, and closer. I felt I was on an endless landscape of smooth black glass. My stalk eyes went blind as they became short, stubby antennae. My sight in my main eyes dimmed and shattered into a thousand points of gray light. I was almost blind. What I could see was nothing but shades of gray, dots, not shapes. I could not hear in the usual sense, but I could pick up subtle vibrations through my antennae and through all the hairs on my minuscule body. I stood on my six invisibly small legs, protected by plates of shell armor, almost blind, almost unable to hear, afraid. The next move was up to the Yerks. I waited and ticked off the minutes. The flea's brain was scarcely a brain at all. It contained almost nothing. The sum total of what the flea knew...
Blood.
The sum total of what the flea knew was this. Jump toward warmth and the smell of life.
Oh, God.
Since there was no warmth and no smell of life, the flea brain had nothing much to say.
I bet.
What a great page.
Wow. I waited and hoped and feared and listened for the Visser's thought speech. There are two kinds of thought speech, open and closed. Open thought speak can be heard by anyone. Closed thought speak is like a human whispering to only one person. The Visser gave his orders in open thought speak so that everyone heard. That was how I knew when he'd returned. From a distance, I heard, "You and you and you too, follow me to the bridge." I tried to control the fear that welled up in me at his approach. I hated him. I knew that I had to live on that hate and try not to let the fear overpower me. My time would come, I told myself. I would avenge Elfangor. I would save my honor. Where is the Velik? Then open the hatch, you idiot, and let it in! Yes, right here on the bridge, and brighten the Andalite's cage. I want to see these old friends meet. I saw light, which was actually just an increase in the number of gray dots. There was a silence from Visser 3 for about 2 seconds, then an explosion of enraged thought speak. Fools! Where is it? Where is it? I'll kill every one of you if it has escaped! Suddenly... A rush of air.
I like you checking your levels.
Me glancing to see how much you I screamed. Peaked. Yeah. Suddenly, a rush of air. I felt it waft across my bristles and antennae. That's hard to say.
And antennae.
Then the scent of exhaled breath, a sensation of some warm object, the smell of a living creature. No! Don't open the cage! Visser 3 yelled. Too late. I thought. Jump. Above my back legs was a biological spring. It fired. Boing! That energy went to my legs and I went flying. I've seen humans jump. They cannot jump their own height, especially white men. Even we Andalites can barely jump our own height. But the flea, well...
Becca's head shake at that joke was great.
And she it was also, for you listening, double thumbs up.
No!
It was like two times also. She was like double thumbs up and then...
She put it
like,
back down.
Another, yeah, she put another it back one. Down and like another one. Four of them. but the flea... Well, the flea can jump 100 times his own height. It was as if a human being could simply leap over a 60-story building. Take us home, Becca.
Are we done?
Yeah. We gotta save the good stuff for John Walker. Yeah.
I flew through the air. And as I flew, I somersaulted over so that I was flying legs first.
Like Powdered Toast Man?
What?
Red and Stimpy.
Okay. I hit something and stopped very suddenly. Close the cage! Visser 3 screamed. I felt a swift movement in the air just above me. The thing I was attached to fell. And even as he fell, I could sense that he no longer smelled like life.
Oh.
What?
Did they close the cage on someone?
Who?
Whoever opened the cage. Like a taxon or something.
Oh.
Oh, that was the end?
I wouldn't read forward. Oh, no, it's just Marco.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I think someone was halfway in the cage and got sliced in half. Be my guess. Oh, boy. This book is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten very, I mean, it's been great the whole time, but I like how action-packed it has become.
Chock full of that action.
It is chock full of action. Well, that about does it for us on this episode of Below Grade Level. I don't know how to wrap it up without a guest.
Thank you for being here, you guys.
Thanks for being here. Me and Becca are going to go play Stardew Valley until our eyes bleed.
And I'm going to play Vintage Story until my eyes bleed.
Hooray!
And if we don't come back, it's because we're all blind from video games. Chris, what would you like to...
We don't know how to read Braille.
Would you like to plug Chris?
I would love to plug The Sketchy Show, a comedic improvisational journey that we would like to invite you on, the listener.
And I'd like to plug Casting Dreams, a Dreamcast podcast hosted by myself and Patrick Anderson. We have 10 episodes of that out currently, and currently on hiatus, but keep your eyes peeled and your ears open, because we might have a special episode of that coming to you soon.
About the Atari Jaguar.
We will come back next time with John to finish reading Animorphs, Megamorphs, The Andalite's Gift. You can follow Below Grade Level on Instagram and TikTok, and you can follow Cactus Rodeo, which is where this is published, on YouTube and Facebook. And be sure to let us know what you think, and comment and like and subscribe and all that bullshit that people have to fucking say about these things. Anyway, that's it. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
And comment away. We love it.
We do love it. Yes. Tell us what you think. But only if it's nice. Don't be mean.
Yeah.
Or else I don't love you. Bye.
Goodbye. I still love you.
Goodbye. I don't love you. Goodbye. Bye.
I don't love you. Bye. If you're mean, bye.
Below Grade Level is a Cactus Radio production. You can contact us at podcast@cactusrodeo.com. Subscribe and follow on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And follow Cactus Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more entertainment and updates.